Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Tom, what's up, man? How are you?
How's it going, man? I'm doing great.
Good, good, good. I love that you've got a basketball camp coming up. I love that you're still doing things in Middle Tennessee. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so, you know, with my sixth annual basketball camp, each year we're trying to get better and better, and it's been a great challenge for me to try to, you know, challenge these kids every year to do something different and keep it fun and, you know, have fun competing. And this year we're going from June 24th to June 26th. July 24th to July 26th, and it's a little later than we usually have it, but it worked out perfect. I'm playing summer league this year, so I had to push it back some, and we're going from 9:30 to 12:30 with ages 6 to 17. And this year we changed the location because the high school was booked, so we're going about 100 yards up the road and at Station Camp Middle School. And I'm looking forward to it, man. As always, we have a great turnout, and Hendersonville, Gallatin, Nashville, all the surrounding cities, they all come out and support each year. And also have special guests coming to speak. Former Vanderbilt great Shane Foster came last year. He'll be back again this year. A good friend of mine, Patrick Walker Reese, who's done a lot of great things around the community, is a great motivational speaker, will be there again. And, you know, just trying to build each year on it.
TeamJenkinsCamps.com is the website. Again, July 24th through the 26th. How much does it mean to you to work with kids on their game? And more importantly, maybe show them some life lessons through the sport of basketball.
That's exactly what I wanted to touch on last year, was teach more life lessons through basketball, because, you know, that's how I learned. I went to many basketball camps growing up, and a lot of them in Nashville, and I just enjoyed the competition and competing with other kids. And they might not be from where I'm from, but learning about their games and how they grew up, I just learned so much outside of basketball at those basketball camps. So I try to bring that same experience to these kids in my camp.
John Jenkins with us at Johnny Cash VU23.
John, obviously one of those things as you came up playing, going to those camps, all these experiences, and that gives you a chance to say, let's take the best of what I learned from all these camps and let's put that into my camp.
Exactly. Exactly. A lot of stuff I take is from camps I went to as a kid, stuff that I've learned even now today, stuff that I might have learned in middle school, college. Just try to put it all into one curriculum, and, you know, sometimes two or three days is tough to fit it all in, but we do the best we can. We have a great staff every year. They show so much support, and they take time out of their busy schedules in the summertime to help me, and I'm truly appreciative of all of it.
You mentioned playing summer league ball this year. We've certainly been keeping up with that. Portland Trailblazers, right?
Yes, sir. I'm playing with them this year. I've actually been working out with them. I had a mini camp with them 2 weeks ago, and it went really well, and they invited me to come, and thought it was a great opportunity to, you know, showcase myself. And because, you know, this year in summer league, all 30 teams will be there in Vegas, and there's not many other summer league teams. You know, sometimes they have Orlando and that summer league. This year it's Vegas, and all 30 teams will be there. So I think it's a great opportunity for me to just showcase my ability in front of all of them.
I saw a quote from you. Was reading about that, and you said maybe that's something you wouldn't have done at different points in your career, but now where you are, you felt like it was the right move to make. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, you know, as a young guy, I'm still young, but when I was younger, I probably took it prideful, like, no, I'm not playing summer league. I've done that. I don't need to do that. But as you grow older and realize what's important, and my dream and my goal was always to be in the NBA and stay in the NBA, and the best opportunity to have to do that is to go play summer league and continue to do what I've been doing my whole life and just play at a high level and just compete in front of all 30 teams, and I have nothing to lose, I feel.
Right. I love the grind too, John, and those of us that have followed your career certainly understand that that's always going to be a part of your personality. You played in Spain, right?
I did play in Spain,
This past season. What was that like?
It was an incredible experience for me and my family. Very different, obviously, for a variety of reasons. I learned so much about the game of basketball in a different light and how to approach things the way they do and kind of use that in my game now here in America. And I just love the country. I love my city I was in. They showed me and my family the utmost support, and I loved being there. I was there for about 5 or 6 months, and it was a great time for me.
Is that something that, you know, after you finish 10, 12 years in the NBA, you think, I could go back over there and play a little bit more and experience that international living a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I loved living there. The food was incredible. The very fresh, and the people were just so nice, and definitely something I could think about doing down the line. I definitely wouldn't mind trying that again, for sure.
Hey, I got to ask you, man, looking back to that SEC tournament championship for Vanderbilt, what were you thinking down the stretch as you guys were about to eliminate Kentucky? Because that was an unbelievable Kentucky team, too.
Oh, man, incredible Kentucky team. I just remember Keyshawn Johnson's layup and his and-one layup, and just thinking that I think we were down most of the game. And we battled with Kentucky all of my 3 years there, and I think I've only got them once or twice. And, you know, that game right there to make history in Vanderbilt and do it on a neutral site and come back home with the tournament trophy, that was just a great feeling, man. I think we haven't done that since the 1950s, so to make history and have our banner up there forever is going to be great. And just during the game, I just couldn't believe it. A lot of emotions were going, obviously. And, you know, I just enjoyed my time there. Vandy, of course. I wish them nothing but the best. I know they have a great recruiting class coming in this year.
Yeah, they do.
I'm excited to watch. And I'm going to be down there during my camp. I'm going to try to play pickup with those guys or, you know, connect with a few of those players. I know Darius, of course, from being in Nashville, and he's going to be a great player for them. And I'm looking forward to seeing what they do this year.
Have you had a chance to play with him at all?
When I first met Darius, he might have been 12 or 13 years old. I haven't played with him since he's, you know, been the man in high school and all that. But I'm looking forward to just kind of helping him out if he ever needs anything. And it's tough playing at home, man. People think that it might be a little easier because your family is there all the time, but a lot of expectations, you know, him being a high school standout. I could relate to that coming in, and you're expected to do so much. You know, I remember my friends telling me, you know, I averaged 40 whatever in high school, and they wanted me to do the same thing in college, and I was like, it's not going to work that way. the pressure from that was tough at first, but I think he'll do great things. I think they all will do great things. Coach Drew is an incredible coach. He recruited me when he was at Valparaiso, him and his pops. And it's great direction going there. I'm super excited for it.
Yeah, that's interesting. I hadn't thought about that in terms of playing college ball where you played high school ball. That does present different challenges. Did you give any thought to not going to Vanderbilt, to leaving Nashville for those reasons?
I never wanted to leave. I did know when I was getting recruited that I was a huge O.J. Mayo fan in high school, and I wanted to go to USC, but it was just too far from home for me. I was a mama's boy, and I didn't want to leave her and my dad and my sister, so I wanted to stay close, and Vanderbilt just provided me the best opportunity to come in right away and play and also be close to home and have my family see me almost every game.
Things went so well, again, at Vanderbilt. We're talking about that SEC tournament championship game that was in your final year at Vandy. What was the transition like for you in the NBA? What were the challenges that you saw maybe that you didn't see coming?
Just the business of it all. That weighed on me a lot. For so long, I played basketball just for fun. And then immediately you shift to, okay, this is a business first. And, you know, you have fun with it, but you have to think differently about the game. When I first got drafted, it was only, I think, me and Joe Johnson in the backcourt as far as shooting guards. And then we made a huge trade with Brooklyn at the time. And they brought in about 6 or 7 shooting guards. And I was behind, you know, Kyle Korver, Anthony Morrow, Devin Harris, Sean Stevenson, so many different guys, but I learned so much as well. But I went from thinking I was going to play, you know, majority of the games that year to I played, I think, maybe 60 games that year. But you learn very quick. And I think if you watch the draft this year, a guy was going to Philadelphia with his mom where she works, and then automatically, I mean, maybe 5 minutes later, he goes to Phoenix. So just the business of it all. And you know, it's the best job in the world, though. Anytime you can go somewhere and play basketball for a living, you can't beat it.
John Jenkins with us. He's got a camp coming up, teamjenkinscamps.com, July 24th through 26th, ages 6 through 17, 9:30 to 12:30 each day. John, where do you think the best landing spot for LeBron would be?
Well, I've been watching it all morning. I'm actually in California right now working out, and it comes on. You know, I'm usually in Atlanta or in Nashville, and I get to watch. But I wake up, and the first thing I see is LeBron this, LeBron that, and every time he goes into free agency, it comes up with where he's going to go, and it's always a huge thing. I really do not know, man, and I know the decision is going to be coming up soon. I could see him staying in Cleveland. I could see him going to L.A., but I don't think he goes to L.A. by himself. I think right. He would need maybe Kawhi or Paul George or possibly both to go there. I don't know. It's a tough decision, man. I think his legacy is already secured, though, so he has nothing to worry about. I think he has to do what's best for his family at this point. I know he has a son that is going into high school, and mm-hmm. He wants to look out for what's best for him. It's a tough decision. I mean, anytime you think about going somewhere else or, you know, staying put and trying to win a championship, it's very tough. But I think if he goes to the West, possibly he faces Golden State in the conference finals, and it doesn't affect his finals record. That's something you could probably possibly look at. But at the end of the day, he's the best player in the world. He knows what to do better than I do. So he'll do what's best for his family.
I always talk about how much of a freak he is athletically, like unlike anything we've ever seen in this world. And that's just from our perspective, like watching on television.
Can't imagine being on the court next to
right.
that guy.
I mean,
these guys in person are unbelievable, man.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're in the game, you can't say, oh, my God, it's LeBron. Or you can't, you know, think about how strong he is, of course. But you compete and you play hard and you fight and all that. But the guy is just, I mean, like you said, athleticism-wise, he's incredible. But his durability, I believe, is what separates him from everybody else. I mean, he played 82 games this year. I think he leads the league all-time in playoff games played and minutes and it's just impressive run that he's going on. I think this year was probably his best year yet at year 15. So
yeah,
it's really scary, honestly.
Well, good luck in the summer league, man.
Yes,
we'll be watching, and good luck with this basketball camp, and we'll certainly help continue to promote it for you.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
All right, John Jenkins, Vanderbilt superstar. So the Portland Trailblazers summer league team.
Yeah.